We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us for a bit this morning is Bill Dunlop. He's a professor of law at Quinnipiac University, and we can talk about some of the possibilities here. First of all, good morning, Professor. Great to have you on. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. Good morning, Ray. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so I'm going through the process here. Okay, first of all, with the 25th Amendment, explain to us exactly what it does. You can remove the president for a number of reasons. Are there specific reasons that you can?
It's relatively vague. It actually has four sections that deal with different situations. Section one calls for the vice president to become the president.
Right.
If the president is impeached or dies or resigns, that's pretty normal, and that's what we've always expected. But the Constitution never said anything. Section two provides for getting a new vice president if the vice president dies or becomes
right.
president. That's what happened when President Nixon resigned.
Right.
And then one deals with the president voluntarily stepping aside. But the one everybody's talking about now is Section 4 that deals with the situation where people in the government think that the president is no longer capable of discharging his duties. And that provides a technique for getting the president effectively out of office and making the vice president the acting president.
Who puts this process, if you're talking about Section 4, who puts this process in motion? Does it require the vice president?
It does. There are two ways it can happen, but they both involve the vice president. It can be the vice president and a majority of the cabinet,
right.
or technically a majority of the principal officers of the executive department. Those are the secretaries and the attorney general.
Okay.
Or it can be the vice president and a majority of a committee that has been established by law, by Congress. It can work either way, but we don't have such a committee now. So the only way would be for a majority of the cabinet officers to agree with the vice president that the president is unable to carry out his duties.
You know, we have two weeks and days left until, you know, Joe Biden will become president. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about the 25th Amendment, but I don't think there's a window of opportunity here if that's what they wanted to do.
I think they could do it if they wanted to.
Really? Okay.
I haven't seen any evidence that they want to, because Vice President Trump has made fairly clear, mostly by not answering phone calls, that he doesn't want to get involved in this. And I don't see any evidence that a majority of the cabinet officers, all of whom are Trump appointees, want to do this. But if they did decide they wanted to do it, it could happen very quickly. All they need to do is draft a declaration, deliver it to the Speaker of the House and the President Pro Tem of the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And upon the delivery of that declaration, the vice president becomes the acting president.
Okay. And so he does. And then what goes on with the, what do I say, former president? What goes on? Is there a trial? Is there, you know, what goes on here?
Well, actually, he's not the former president. President Trump, if this were to happen now, would still be the president. And the vice president is, in addition to being vice president, the acting president. So he now has two roles, but he does not become the president as he would if the president died. But what happens then is the president has an opportunity to put a competing declaration in there to say that he is, in fact, capable of carrying out his office.
Right.
And then essentially what lawyers might call a battle of the forms begins.
Yes.
And the way the Constitution puts it is at that point, the president will become, will get his powers back again unless the let me just read the phrase because it gets fairly complicated and it can be a little bit ambiguous as well.
We'll translate it.
It says, he shall resume his powers and duties unless the vice president and a majority of that committee transmit within 4 days another declaration saying, no, in fact, he is not capable of carrying out his duty.
Wow.
And if that happens, then it falls in the lap of Congress. And Congress has up to 21 days to decide whether or not to keep the vice president in that position. In order to do that, they have to have a two-thirds vote in both houses of Congress.
Seems to me this is going to be, maybe in the Senate, yes, that could happen with the change there. And I suppose the two new senators from Georgia would take part in the process as well, would they not?
I'm sure they would by that time. Well, yes, they would be. The Senate would probably still be in the control of the Republicans, but the two new Georgia Democratic senators would be members of the Senate.
You know, I mean, this is, you know, but I'm just wondering, Professor, and let me just reintroduce you because that's only right. You've been part of the station here the past 24 hours. Bill Dunlop, a professor of law at Quinnipiac University. We're talking about the 25th Amendment. What about impeachment? Is there a possibility there? I've heard talk about that.
That's still possible. A lot of people just say there's absolutely no point in impeachment because he's going to be out of office very soon. And it could be very difficult to get the process finished.
That's what I thought.
Since his term is up on the 20th. But even if the process were not finished by the 20th, my view is that the trial could continue in the Senate because removal from office is not the only penalty.
Oh.
The Senate can also decide to disqualify the president from ever holding federal office again.
Wow.
And that is, I think, the reason that many of the president's opponents now are pushing for impeachment, to just put him out of the running for any future possibility as president.
Oh my. You know, and when you look at this, all right, if, you know, I don't know how you prove that he's not able to perform the duties of the office. I mean, there's evidence, and okay, fine. But, I mean, this sounds more political than it does anything else. Am I wrong?
Well, no, I think this particular situation does look very political. But if people are convinced that what the president did the other day was to begin an insurrection by encouraging people to storm the Capitol while the Congress was deciding whether or not to certify Joe Biden as the new president, that could be regarded as something akin to treason, which is one of the justifications for impeachment, at least, and say that anybody who would do that is simply not capable of holding this office.
Okay. Well, and the other thing is, I mean, I've heard the people who, you know, basically broke into the Capitol, they're the people been, I mean, throwing around charges all over the place. One is, you know, unlawful entry, things like that. But somebody was actually saying sedition. I don't know. Is that possible?
That's certainly one of the charges that's been leveled here.
Okay.
And if, in fact, he was intending to get a mob to attack the Capitol and prevent Congress from doing its business, I think there is a plausible argument there. It's hard to prove exactly what somebody meant, but his words are, you know, they were spoken in public, and who knows where that could lead.
Professor Dunlap, thank you so much for your time. Hope you have a restful weekend. I'm sure we'll talk again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.